It's time for the High School Report on Downtown, brought to you by Sweats Tire, the First National Bank, and the Maine Masonic Charitable Foundation. We welcome in our friend Mark Kalnin of Eastern Maine Sports on this Friday afternoon. How are you, Mark?
Good. How are you, Rick?
I'm doing pretty well, thank you. You getting ready for a big one tonight up at Foxcroft?
Yeah, I'm actually almost there. Just pulled over. Going to go there a little bit early and set up and get ready. And it should be a good one. These two teams are it's Lisbon and Foxcroft. These two teams are the last two Class D champions. Obviously, no season 2020, so Lisbon won in 2019, and Foxcroft did last year. So a lot of tradition here. 19 combined state championships, 11 for Lisbon and 8 for Foxcroft. So a lot of tradition here.
Absolutely. Well, that's a big one tonight. What else have we got going this weekend that people should keep an eye on?
Some football action. I think Lawrence and Brewer is one to keep an eye on. Also, in an eight-man game, Orono at Bucksport, that should be interesting. We talked about all the talent that Orono has. Bucksport, new to eight-man football, but speaking of tradition, they certainly have that. And, I expect that one to be a close one tonight in Bucksport. And also tomorrow, interesting matchup yet. Who would think you see this matchup, huh? Herman at Chevreuse.
Wow. Wow. Oh, man.
Yeah, so that could be interesting. Herman's played well. They had a good win last week over Oceanside. And Chevreuse, they won the eight-man lodge football state championship last year. They're actually in Class C this year. Probably right where they should be right now, but, they'll be probably back up in Class A in the next 5 years. But right now, they're in Class C, and I think that should be a really good game down in Portland tomorrow.
Boy, another team doing some traveling tomorrow, Yarmouth, who's off to a great start at 3-0, coming up to the island to take on MDI.
Yep. Another eight-man game that should be interesting too. You get a lot of these fun matchups in football that you might not see in other sports, and like that, and like Herman and Chevreuse. kind of interested to see how they match up.
Well, Foxcroft, as you mentioned, off to a great start. Another team from not quite in this area, but certainly within our listening range, doing very well this season. Skowhegan, 3-0 out of the box.
Oh, yes, they are, and that's a team I kind of made a note about. They've outscored opponents 104-21. I think right now they're definitely head and shoulders the favorite in Class B. A lot of things could change, going forward, but they've definitely been impressive going forward. That's going to be tough tonight for Bangor against them. And another team in Class C, I think right now, is a favorite. Give this, they've only allowed 12 points so far this year in three games, is Madomic Valley. So that's another team, And right after them in Class C is Herman and Oceanside, who had an unbelievable game last week, as I said, that Herman won. But, a lot of good stuff going on.
Now, Dexter is playing Madawaska. I missed that. I didn't even know Madawaska had a team.
Well, they're brand new, and they're playing actually this afternoon. Dexter's winning by quite a bit. It's a new team to football. It's Madawaska. And I'm going to get this wrong, but it's Madawaska, Wisdom, and I believe Fort Kent combined.
Wow.
They're brand new to football. They actually had to forfeit last week because they only have 16 kids. It's eight-man football, but they only have 16 kids. And, combined with injuries and COVID, they didn't have enough to suit up. So Bucksport won in a forfeit last week. But it's good that they're out there. Hopefully they can build the program and it could be a team to, watch going forward. But, they're brand new. They got a lot of younger kids, which, in football is tougher to match up with the, juniors and seniors when you got a lot of younger kids on the team.
Interesting, too, to see some Maine teams playing schools from New Hampshire for the first time ever.
Yeah, Thornton lost Bedford last week. And, a matchup you wouldn't usually see, but, that's kind of bring more competitiveness to the sport. And I think it's working. I believe it was a 10-7 game last week that Bedford beat Thornton. So, it's teams that, we don't usually get to talk about or hear about or watch, and it's good we're getting that.
Absolutely. Well, Mark, enjoy the game tonight. Hope it's a good one. Foxcroft playing host to Lisbon. You want to follow everything going on. Make sure you're locked into Eastern Maine Sports for all the news, information, highlights, scores, and more. Have a great weekend, Mark, and we'll check in again next Friday.
Thank you, Rich. And just one more thing. The game's a little bit early tonight. We'll be on at 6:20.
Excellent. We appreciate it. Thanks, Mark.
Thank you. Thank you. Yep, bye.
That's Mark Candlin, Eastern Maine Sports, our high school report, presented every week by Sweats Tire, serving you with full automotive repair and a great selection of tires at two locations, 451 Hogan Road and 358 State Street in Bangor. By the First, dream first because you can. First National Bank, committed to the community, and by the Maine Masonic Charitable Foundation.